Suicide by cop, man killed in Fullerton police shooting called 911 on himself. A 27-year-old Southern California man, who was fatally shot by police last month, appears to have orchestrated the incident to provoke a fatal response, authorities announced July 15. A cell phone registered to the man, later identified as Lorenzo Roger Hills III from Brea, was the same device used to make a 911 call to report a man armed with knives threatening people, according to the Fullerton Police Department. Mr. Hill likely intended to use the officers to end his own life, police said. It is believed Mr. Hills intentionally provoked a deadly police encounter, commonly referred to as suicide by cop, police said in a statement. Fullerton police officers responded to the 911 call June 15 on the 200 block of E Imperial Highway in Fullerton, according to police. Upon arrival, officers found a male holding a knife in each hand. Officers directed him to drop the weapons, but he failed to comply, police said. In body-worn camera footage released by the police department, officers are seen saying, "Drop the knife, buddy. We don't want to hurt you." One of the officers was also heard asking another officer to prepare a 40, referring to a less lethal 40mm sponge round. During the brief standoff, the man suddenly began running toward the officers while still holding the knives, prompting them to open fire. Police reported four officers fired lethal rounds at the man, with two using handguns and two using rifles. Additionally, another officer simultaneously fired a sponge round. Officers attempted life-saving measures and requested assistance from the Fullerton Fire Department. Mr. Hill was transported to a local hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. Authorities recovered two weapons at the scene, a box cutter and what appeared to be a small kitchen paring knife. A cell phone was also found in Mr. Hill's possession. An officer-involved shooting is a tragic event for everyone, for our officers, for our community, and for the family members of those involved, said Police Chief John Radus, in briefing video. These incidents demand the highest level of scrutiny, and, rightfully, are a matter of public concern. The Orange County District Attorney's Office is conducting an independent investigation of the officer-involved shooting, as required by law.